day, it's Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. How would you like trying to make a different type of garden? A lasagna garden is a simple, no-till, no-dig way to make a new garden. Now, gardening and cooking have always had a close relationship. And how would you like to make a new garden the same manner that you make lasagna? Quite a few different ingredients, of course. And instead of the hard work method of digging and weeding and redigging, you practice layering. Start by collecting used materials for the layers. Compost, your own or other, grass clippings that are herbicide-free, well-rotten manure, straw, stacks of old newspaper and cardboard. You can collect lots of leaves and shred them with a mower to avoid those matted layers of wet leaves. Now, Muskoka often has free compost for the asking, and I know Bracebridge usually has a pile of it up near their town office. If using grass clippings, do allow them to dry a bit and spread them thinly to avoid getting in those great lumps of slimy grass cuttings. To actually make the garden, pick a somewhat sheltered, sunny location with good drainage. Outline the shape of the garden with a rope or an old garden hose. Curves like it make it look much more natural, and if your curves fit the turning radius of your lawnmower, so much the better. Then you make your lasagna. Cover the outlined area with dampened cardboard and layers of newspaper. Now, newspapers use soy-based ink, so they're fine for your garden. I don't recommend using the glossy sections. Next, put in a layer of organic matter and repeat. You should end up with about 12 inches of organic material. Water the layers until the whole group or material feels like a sponge. Let it settle for a while, and then you can put more layers on. More newspaper, more organic material, and so on. When you come to plant, just pull the layers apart a little bit and insert the plant roots. Be sure to put the layers back and gently press the air and water out from around the plant roots. Now, as your seedling grows, continue to add more organic matter around the base of your plants. Every layer of organic matter you apply just makes the soil underneath that much richer. Edge your garden to keep it tidy and to keep the grass from coming in. Now, other organic materials that you can use and find for free around would be your compost, of course, straw, peat moss, core fiber, even bagged soil, pine needles, believe it or not, which is fine in Muskoka because it fits with our soil, shredded bark, coffee grounds, and even spent hops from a local brewery. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye.